In Luke chapter 11 and in verse 13 it says, "If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask Him?" And in our last session, you asked Him, and He filled you with His Holy Spirit. You know, we saw in the Word of God that it's God's will in 1 Corinthians 14:5, "I would that you all spake in tongues," and that you that what was written there according to verse 37 was the commandments of the Lord. You know, when the Lord gives a commandment, you and I say, "Yes, sir," and do what He says. That's right. When the Lord gives a commandment, we don't question it. We don't even stop to ask instructions. We simply do what we are told, because that is our responsibility. When the Lord gives a command, we do what we're told. We say, "Yes, sir," and then we act upon it. You see, because He is the leader and we are the followers. And many times, when you do the things of the Lord, when He commands you to do something, you don't understand it fully when you do it. But if you do what you're told to do, then you see the blessing of it. Then you see the benefit of it. I know for many people, they think that speaking in tongues is sort of a waste of time, that it's not really a valuable manifestation because they don't understand what they're speaking. Well, if you take the time to study God's Word and to see what it says about speaking in tongues, then you come to a great understanding of what is happening when you flow in the Holy Spirit and you speak in tongues. The people who criticize speaking in tongues don't see any miracles in their lives. It's just that simple. The people who are against speaking in tongues are the same people who are against healings. They're the same people who are against revival. They're the same people who are against the power of God really flowing in your life, because you can't see the power of God unless you're filled with the Holy Spirit. You're not going to see the power of God on a consistent, regular basis in your life unless you're filled with the Holy Spirit and follow the Lord. And He says, "I would that you all spake in tongues," and that it's a commandment of the Lord. So you and I say, "Yes, sir," and we've done what He said, and we want to be filled with it. We want to be full and overflowing with the manifestation of speaking in tongues. That's right. Glory to God. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 14. 1 Corinthians chapter 14. Here in the Word of God, it says, "He that speaketh," verse 4, 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 4, "He that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifies himself, but he that prophesies edifies the church. Now you're a threefold man, of spirit, soul, and body." What part of you gets edified? What part of you gets built up? And that's what the word edified means. It means to be built up. What part of you gets built up? Well, your body doesn't get built up. That's right. Your body gets blessed, and we'll see that here in the Word of God, by speaking in tongues, but it's not the part of you that gets built up. And it's not the mind. It's not the soul that gets built up either. For it says in verse 14, "If I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prays, but my understanding is unfruitful." It doesn't get built up in my understanding. Now, there are benefits to speaking in tongues that you receive in your soul. And we'll see those here in the Word of God. But we're trying to find that part of you that gets built up in the Spirit, and that gets built up by the Spirit. And the part of you that gets built up by the Spirit is the spirit of man. That's right. It builds up the spirit of man. You see, if you think of speaking in tongues as a foundational manifestation, it lays a foundation in your spirit that enables you to walk and to be fluid and to flow in the other gifts or the other manifestations of the Spirit. That's right. Speaking in tongues is that foundation manifestation. And the more you speak in tongues, the more you'll be able to interpret, the more you'll be able to prophesy, the more you'll be able to receive spiritual knowledge, and the more you'll be able to operate spiritual faith. The great men of all history who were great miracle workers and great healers and great in the power of the Holy Spirit, if you study their lives, you will see that one truth is consistent all the way through their lives, is that they spoke in tongues. They spoke in tongues. It says that Paul, the Apostle Paul, spoke in tongues more than the whole Corinthian church. Peter spoke in tongues. John spoke in tongues. It says even in the 20th century, the great man of God, John G. Lake, who brought the great Holy Spirit revival to South Africa, he spoke much in tongues. His life didn't become effective in the ministry of healing and the ministry of evangelism until he received the Holy Spirit and spoke in tongues. You learn about men like Smith Wigglesworth, who at the age of 48 received the Holy Spirit, and his life was transformed for the next 40 years. The great apostle of faith, Smith Wigglesworth, spoke in tongues, and that speaking in tongues for him was a new beginning of his life and ministry. I know some of you listening to this tape, you perhaps you're an older man or you're an older woman. Well, God has a new beginning for you, brother. God has a new beginning for you. When you speak in tongues, it'll open new vistas. It'll open new horizons of power in your life in terms of your walk by the Spirit. Moses didn't begin his ministry until he was 80 years old, bless your heart. Now he was in the Old Testament. It was before the day of Pentecost. But just because you're an older person doesn't mean you can't flow in the gifts. It doesn't mean you can't be filled with the Spirit. It doesn't mean you can't operate the power of God and fulfill your ministry, bless God. But when you speak in tongues, and as you have spoken in tongues, now it's a new beginning for you. It's a new beginning for you to walk in. And the more you speak in tongues, it edifies, it builds up the spirit of man within you to make him strong and powerful so that the Holy Spirit can flow freely through him. That's right. That's right. Bless your heart. Look at Romans chapter 8. Hallelujah. We'll see some great things about speaking in tongues here in Romans chapter 8. Remember I told you that speaking in tongues, the fullness of the Holy Spirit, would bless your physical body? That's right. Here in verse 11 it says that. Romans chapter 8, verse 11 says, "But if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies." In other words, make you more alive by His Spirit that dwells in you. That's right. He will quicken your mortal body. He'll make you more alive. That's right. You become more vigorous. You become more strong. You become more alive. You can become more full of joy and blessing. Why? Because you're filled with the Spirit, and the Spirit is flowing through your spirit. He's flowing through your soul. He's flowing through your body. Now your mouth is part of your body, and He has to flow out that mouth by way of speaking in tongues. And as He does that, He just brings life wherever He goes. He just brings life wherever He goes. That's right. As that river of the Spirit flows through your spirit, your soul, and your body, it just brings life to you. It brings life to you. Glory to God. It quickens your mortal body. Hallelujah. That's right. Hallelujah. You have more life. You have more joy. You have more fervency for the Lord. That's right. Because you're filled with the Spirit, and He's working on the inside. Glory to God. You know, people say, "You can't see the Holy Spirit," but I say, "You can sure feel Him." Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's right. Can't see Him, but you can sure feel Him. Hallelujah. Look at Matthew chapter 3. Matthew chapter 3. Here was this great prophecy by John the Baptist. And in verse 10 he says, "And now also the axe is laid unto the root of the trees. Therefore every tree which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire." Verse 11. "I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. But he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire." This Holy Ghost and with fire is what Jesus sent on the day of Pentecost. It's what Jesus sent. It's His baptism, the baptism of fiery Holy Spirit. Glory to God. "He baptizes you with the Holy Ghost and with fire, whose fan is in His hand, and He will thoroughly purge His floor and gather His wheat into the garner, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. You know, speaking in tongues blesses your body by quickening your mortal body. You know what it does for your soul? You know what speaking in tongues and the fullness of the flow of the river of the Spirit of God does for your soul? It burns up that the chaff in your life. You know what the chaff is? It's that worthless thing in your life. You see, when the wheat farmers would bring their grain to the threshing floor, they would use different methods to separate the grain of wheat from the hull that surrounded it, the chaff that surrounded it. You see, God wants to burn up that which is worthless in your life, that which keeps you from being really fullness and shining with the glory of Christ within. He wants to burn up that which is worthless in your life. And the more you speak in tongues, as you allow that Holy Spirit fire to flow through your spirit, to flow through your soul, and to flow through your body, it just enlivens your body. It quickens your mortal body. And in your soul, it burns up that which is worthless, and it heals that which is hurt. That's right. I've seen people receive the Holy Spirit, and for the first time in their life, fears and depressions and just darkness in their soul leaves because the power of the Holy Spirit flows through their soul, just cooking them with fiery Holy Spirit, and it just drives those things out. That's right. That's right. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. This is what the Holy Spirit can do. This is what He does. He cleans up your soul. He cleans up your body. He strengthens you. He heals. You know, if you look on a map, and especially if you get like what we call aerial photography, wherever you see a river flowing, you'll always see that the ground on either side of the river is green. Even through a desert, wherever that river is flowing, there'll always be life there on the sides of the river. That's just like the Spirit of God. Wherever it has the Spirit flows through you, He brings life. He brings life. Glory to God. He brings life to your physical body. You feel better. You look better. People like you more because you're happier. That's right. And he brings joy to your soul, and he pushes out and he cleanses out that which is evil and that which is perverse and that which is wrong in your soul. See, he cleanses up, he burns up that chaff. Hallelujah. That's right. You know, it becomes easier and easier to walk the Christian life the more you're filled with the Holy Spirit. You know, it becomes easier and easier to love your brothers because the old hates, the old fears, the old darkness that's in your heart just gets burned out by the Holy Spirit. Glory to God. Glory to God. The transformation that happened in my life when I received the Holy Spirit on December 6, 1971, when I received the Holy Spirit on that day, the transformation that happened in my life was like a great change in my life. I can look before and I can look afterwards and I can see the effect of the Holy Spirit, what a difference it made, what a light it brought to my life. Glory to God. Oh, how I thank God for the Holy Spirit. I thank the Lord Jesus for sending Him on the day of Pentecost. I thank Him for dwelling within me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I can speak in tongues just like you. Moshanta lakayita malakastas. Hobasheta malakayita malakastas. And as I let that flow of the river of the Holy Spirit flow through me, He quickens my mortal body. He burns up the chaff within my soul. He just does a wonderful work on the inside. Glory to God. Show you something else that He does. Look at Jude, right before the book of Revelation. Jude. That's right. Oh, how we should speak in tongues all day long. Glory to God. Speak in tongues when you're working in the shamba. Speak in tongues when you're preparing the food. Speak in tongues when you're cleaning your house, women. Speak in tongues, men, when you're walking down the pathways or you're going to your job or you're doing your work. Speak in tongues. Speak in tongues. Speak in tongues out loud. People will think you're crazy, but that's okay. Who cares what they think? Say, yes, I'm crazy for the Holy Spirit. You ought to be crazy too. Makes witnessing even more interesting. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's right. Speak much in tongues. And speak in tongues out loud. Speak in tongues out loud. Just quietly. to yourself as you're listening to this tape, speak in tongues out loud. You could speak in tongues quietly and listen to me and follow along with me teaching God's Word. And you know what? It'll never distract you because it's not coming from your mind. It's coming from your spirit. That's right. Speaking in tongues doesn't come from your mind. It comes from your spirit, directly to your mouth, directly to your vocal cords. Bypasses the conscious thought part of the brain. That's right. Because it's the spirit giving the utterance and not the soul. Look at Jude 20, verse 20. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. As you pray in the Holy Ghost, which is speaking in tongues, as you pray in the Spirit, it builds up your faith, your most holy faith. It builds up your ability to receive revelation and to walk with the faith of Jesus Christ. Glory to God. I'll tell you, this speaking in tongues is going to open brand new vistas of service for you. It's going to open new horizons of power in your life from the Holy Spirit. That's right, bless God. Speak in tongues. Speak in tongues even now as you're listening to this tape, as you're listening to me share God's Word. Just be speaking in tongues, glory to God. You won't bother me at all. That's right. Praise the Lord. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 14. 1 Corinthians chapter 14. Now we're going to be going into 1 Corinthians here to see the greatness of the manifestation. But I want you, first of all, to see in 1 Corinthians 14 that speaking in tongues is prayer in the Spirit. That's right. It says in verse 15, or verse 14, says, If I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prays. Verse 14 of 1 Corinthians chapter 14. My spirit prays, but my understanding is unfruitful. What is it then? I will pray with the Spirit, and I will pray with my understanding also. I will sing with the Spirit, and I will sing with the understanding also. That's right. That's right. Two ways to pray. I can pray in my spirit language, which is speaking in tongues, and I can pray out of my soul with my soulish language, which is the language that I normally speak in. See, if your normal language is Kiswahili, then for you to pray in with your understanding would be to pray a prayer in Kiswahili. If your normal language is French, then your prayer with your understanding would be in French. If your normal language is English, then your prayer with your understanding would be in English. But that's prayer with your understanding, and that's something that we do. That's something you've heard me do. Now, there's also prayer in the Spirit. What is prayer in the Spirit? It's prayer by way of speaking in tongues as you're led by the Holy Spirit. See? This is how I pray. I pray both ways. I pray in English out of my soul as I'm led by the Holy Spirit, and I pray in tongues out of my spirit as I'm led by the Holy Spirit. Two ways to pray. See, and we're talking about prayer in the Spirit, which is speaking in tongues, and how that builds up you, how it builds you up and builds up your most holy or spiritual faith so that you can operate the power of God. Look at Mark chapter 11. It builds up your spiritual faith so that you can operate the power of God. In Mark chapter 11. And in verse 23, it says, "For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith." Let me ask you a question. Do you have any mountains you need to move? Do you have any mountains you need to move? Is poverty a mountain for you that needs to move out of your life? Is the circumstances of your family background a mountain that needs to move in your life? Do you have mountains in your life that need to move? Do you know what I tell you to do? Speak in tongues. Speak in tongues. Speak in tongues. Because speaking in tongues builds up your spiritual faith. And when your spiritual faith is built up big enough, you can command that mountain to move and it'll move. That's right. That's right. Do you have a mountain to move in your life? speak in tongues. Speak in tongues. And command that mountain to move. Speaking in tongues will build you up on your most holy faith so that you have the faith required to move those mountains. And you'll do it. Bless God. Glory to God. That's exactly what he says. He says, whatsoever you shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Brother, do you have a mountain to move in your life? Speak in tongues. It'll build up your most holy faith so that you have the faith to move that mountain. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Look at Ephesians chapter 3. Isn't these wonderful truths about speaking in tongues? Glory to God. We have the power now to do something about our circumstances. We don't have to keep living with the mountains on top of us. We have now the power to do something about our circumstances. As we pray in the Spirit, the Holy Spirit will build up our faith so that we can move mountains by the power of God. Glory to God. That's right. And he wants to move some mountains. The Holy Spirit is just waiting for you and I to rise up in faith and believe him and trust him so that he can do those things in our lives. And we can do this if we speak in tongues. Look at Ephesians chapter 3. Verse 16 says that he would grant you, there it is, by grace, there's grace again, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. You see, what part of you gets built up? Not the body, not the soul. Those get blessed and affected by the Holy Spirit, but the part of you that gets built up, that gets strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, is the Spirit of man. It's the Spirit of man. That he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. And guess what else happens? That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. You know, I think for most Christians, Christ just visits their hearts every once in a while. Or at least they allow him to visit every once in a while. But he doesn't want to just visit there. He doesn't just want to visit your heart and your life when you go to church on Sunday or when you go to prayer meeting on Wednesday night. He wants to dwell in your heart 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now, he's there. But you have to invite him in. You have to allow him. You have to acknowledge his presence. See? There's the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit, but then there's also the manifest presence of the Holy Spirit. And we want Christ to dwell in our hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that, hallelujah, glory to God, look what this verse says, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Oh, hallelujah, that's available, to be filled with all the fullness of God. To say, he who hath seen me hath seen the Lord Jesus Christ. That's right. Filled with the power of the Holy Spirit, manifesting his will. Manifesting his will. That's right, it's available. To be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him, verse 20, that is able to do, and whatever he's able to do, he's willing to do. Is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. As we release the power of the Holy Spirit, as we allow that river of life to flow through us, God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ask or think. Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that he's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Unto him be glory. You have a mountain that needs to move, brother. Let the Holy Spirit build up your faith as you pray in the Spirit so that you can move that mountain in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. There's no circumstances that cancel the power of God. There is no circumstance or condition or custom or problem that cancels the power of God when by faith we move in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There is no situation that can overcome the power of God when you and I move by faith in the name of Jesus Christ. Glory to God. And our faith is built up as we pray in the Spirit. Oh, hallelujah. You see, speaking in tongues, it's spiritual praise. Look at Acts chapter 10. Acts chapter 10. Here's this great record of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, the receiving of it by the Gentile household in Acts chapter 10. And it says, When they spoke in tongues, when it was poured out, the gift of the Holy Ghost was poured out upon them, verse 46, for they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. That's right. Speaking in tongues, because it's utterance that comes from the Spirit, will always magnify and glorify God. Look at Acts chapter 2. And in verse 11, it says, the testimony of the unbelieving Jews, when they heard the apostles speak in tongues, the testimony of them in verse 11, Cretans and Arabians, we do hear them speak in our tongues the wonderful works of God. When you speak in tongues, it gives praise to God. When you speak in tongues, it's praise in the Spirit. Glory to God. It's giving thanks to God. 1 Corinthians chapter 14. 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse 17 it says, for thou verily givest thanks well, but the other is not edified. Look at verse 16. Else when thou shalt bless with the Spirit, the word bless is the Greek word eulogio, which means to praise. You praise God in the Spirit, verse 16 of 1 Corinthians chapter 14. Else when thou shalt bless or praise God with the Spirit, how shall he that occupieth the rule of the unlearned say, amen at thy giving of thanks, seeing he understands not what thou sayest? For thou verily or truly givest thanks well. When you speak in tongues, you're magnifying God. You're speaking the wonderful works of God. You're praising God in the Spirit, and you're giving thanks well. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's what you do when you speak in tongues. You bless God in the Spirit. You bless Him. Speaking in tongues is the fulfillment of John 4:24, where Jesus said that the day and the hour was here now, that the true worshipers would worship the Father in spirit and in truth. That day came in all of its fullness on the day of Pentecost, and it's fulfilled in our lives as we speak in tongues. As we speak in tongues. Oh, how we ought to speak in tongues in our churches. Oh, how we ought to speak in tongues in our day-by-day living. Because as you speak in tongues, it's utterance coming from the Spirit that's received up before the throne of God as praise and as worship. We're giving Him the praise. We're giving Him the worship that He truly deserves as we are filled with the Spirit and as the Spirit gives us the words to speak to Him. You know, the only thing that God receives is what He gives us to give to Him. That's a humbling truth to learn. But the only thing that God receives is what He gives to us to give back to Him. Only worship that is energized by the Holy Spirit is received up before the throne of God. That's right. That's exactly right. All other worship is just religious, and it's just an outward form. And it's never received up before the throne of God. The only thing that can be received up before the throne of God is what the Holy Spirit Himself has energized and directed. And that's speaking in tongues. That's the being led by the Spirit. Hallelujah. As you and your worship services are led by the Spirit, then that worship comes up before the throne of God. Otherwise, it doesn't get any higher than the ceiling. That's right. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Look at Romans chapter 8. Speaking in tongues. And being led by the Spirit. as we are led by the Spirit in our lives, in our worship, in our prayers. Those are the prayers that come up before the throne of God, glory to God. And as you are led by the Spirit, and as you're filled with the Spirit, you will see His great blessing and power in your life. Look at Romans chapter 8. We're just going to, as we close out here, it says, "Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmity. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searches the hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God." As you speak in tongues, the Holy Spirit makes intercession for you according to the will of God. And here's the great promise of God. Verse 28 follows along verses 26 and 27. Here's the great promise of God concerning the manifestation of the Spirit. As you speak in tongues and as the Spirit works in you to make intercession according to the will of God, the Word of God promises in verse 28, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose." As you love God and as you worship in the Spirit, all things work together for good. All things work together for good because the Spirit is leading. The Spirit is leading, and He is showing His sovereign control in the lives of God's people. In everything we do, we are to be led by the Holy Spirit. All true worship must be led and orchestrated by the Spirit of God in order to be received up before the throne of God. That's why when I worship Him with my soul, where I pray before Him with my understanding, or when I pray before Him in the Spirit, it's all to be led by the Spirit. It's all to be led by the Spirit, because the only worship that is holy enough to be received up before the throne of God is that which is instituted and orchestrated by the Holy Spirit Himself. That's right. Glory to God. Glory to God. You see, and He's given us this wonderful ability in the Spirit, by way of speaking in tongues, to offer up perfect praise, to offer up perfect worship. That is given by spiritual utterance as we in love pray in the Spirit. See? And not only can we offer worship in prayer in the Spirit, but we can also petition the Lord for our lives and for the other things that He leads us to petition Him for in the Spirit. For instance, the Lord will give me a name of someone to pray for. I will hold that name in my mind, in my soul, and then I'll pray in my spirit. I'll pray in my spirit, and it'll be intercession for them. We've seen many, many times, many, many times over the years, that the Lord has burdened people to pray for others at particular times. Now, those burdens come by way of the manifestations of word of knowledge and word of wisdom. But it's the Lord working within to energize that prayer in the life of that person so that they pray at just the right time in intercession for another person. And you do this in the Spirit as you're led by the Spirit, either in your prayer with your understanding or your prayer and speaking in tongues. And I want to ask you to pray for me. I want to ask you to pray for my family. As you're led by the Spirit, won't you come before the Lord and pray for me? Won't you come before the Lord and pray for Light Bearers Ministries? Won't you come before the Lord and pray for my wife Rosemary and my sons Aaron and Jeremy and my daughter Lucy? Because we need your prayers. We need your intercession in the Spirit, because we are in spiritual warfare. We are in a battle, which we'll be learning about more in this class. But we are in a battle against principalities and powers, and we need your prayers. As you've been filled with the Holy Spirit, and as the Lord works within you, pray for us, won't you? In Ephesians chapter 6, in verse 17, it says, "Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit." Now, you can pray in the Spirit with your understanding. But those words and that prayer in the Spirit with your understanding has to be led by the Holy Spirit. It can't come out of your soul, because then you're not praying in the Spirit. Prayers that come out of your soul that you make up aren't led by the Spirit, and they don't go anywhere. But you can pray in the Spirit as He leads you in your native language, and it comes out of your soul. But the easiest way to pray in the Spirit is by way of speaking in tongues. And this is the way I do most of my prayer. This is the way I do most of my prayer, is prayer in the Spirit by way of speaking in tongues. And it says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. You see, spiritually, in my responsibility of being a servant to Light Bearers Ministries, I watch over all the other people in our ministry. I watch over all of our sponsors. I watch over all the people, the pastors that we pray for and that we work with. I watch over them, and I persevere in prayer for them. And you see, and then the other people that God gives me a burden for, the whole body of Christ, different countries that He gives me burdens for, different peoples in different places, I watch over them, and I persevere in prayer until I have that release in my spirit and I know that that prayer is answered. Glory to God. You see, this is spiritual warfare. We know that there is a devil out there. We know that there's an enemy out there. And how we fight against him and how we deal with him is by prayer before the Lord, as it's energized by the Holy Spirit, bringing God's deliverance and God's blessing into that situation. Hallelujah. You know, someone said once that history belongs to the intercessors, and it's absolutely true. If you will pray in the Spirit, as you're led by the Spirit, you will see changes in your country. You will see changes in your city. You'll see changes in your family. You'll see dynamic changes in your church. Why? Because all God needs to work and to be able to move and have the freedom to move is the flow of the Holy Spirit. As the Holy Spirit flows through a situation, through a life, through a family, through a church, through a city, through a community, through a nation, as the Holy Spirit flows through that nation, good things happen. Good things happen. All things work together for good. Hallelujah. And you can do this for your nation. You can do this for your city. And as you faithfully pray in the Spirit, And pray for me too, please. But as you faithfully pray in the Spirit, the flow of the river, the Holy Spirit coming through your life will bring life to your city. It'll bring life to your family. It'll bring life to your nation. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's right. That's right. You know, people tell me they all want to come to America because they think America is the land of milk and honey. Well, bless God, why can't your land be the land of milk and honey? That's right. Do you know that God promised His people a land of milk and honey? That's right. God promised His people a land of milk and honey. Milk refers to material abundance, and honey refers to luxury. That's right. It's God's will for His people to have milk, to have material abundance, and to have honey, to have luxury. Why can't God bring it into Zaire? Why can't He bring it into the Sudan? Why can't He bring it into Mali or Nigeria or Tanzania? He can do it just as well in that country where you live as He can anywhere else. That's right. It's God's people. It's God's will for His people to live in a land of milk and honey. And if we allow the Holy Spirit to flow, if we allow Him to flow through us and in us by way of the manifestations of speaking in tongues and the other evidences of the Spirit, He can bring that to pass. Yes, He can bring that to pass. He can transform your nation, your city, your family into a land of milk and honey. Glory to God, He did it on the rocky slopes of the Jordan River Valley, in a place called Israel. He made Israel a land of milk and honey. Why? Because His people were there. Well, you and I are there as well. Wherever we live, that's a land that should be flowing with milk and honey. That's right. You don't need to come to America. You need to bring the Holy Spirit right where you live so that the flow of the Spirit of God is there. And then as the Spirit flows, He will bring in the milk. He will bring in the honey. Praise God. Glory to God. That's right. Hallelujah. As you speak in tongues, look at Colossians chapter 3. At times you will break into spiritual song. And this is one of the great blessings in the Spirit, that just so blesses God's people is when they flow in the Spirit and the Spirit just leads them into spiritual song. It says in verse 16, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, Colossians chapter 3, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. You know what a song is in the Spirit? It's a song that you are led into by the Holy Spirit. You literally sing a tune and you sing words that are led by the Holy Spirit that bring joy to the heart of the Father God, and you're singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Do you realize that the Psalms in the Old Testament that David wrote were spiritual songs? They were songs that were sung, and those songs were given to him by the Holy Spirit. It's the same thing in your life. He'll do the same thing for you. As you're led by the Spirit, you'll be led into singing, and that singing will be a spiritual song that you can sing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And it'll just bless you. It'll just bless you. I tell you, when this river of the Holy Spirit flows in your heart and life, it'll just bring joy. It'll bring peace. It'll bring effervescence. It'll heal your physical body. It'll mend your soul. It'll just bring a joy and a blessing to your life. And that'll just express itself many times in spiritual songs. Songs energized by the Holy Spirit. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. What a blessing the river of life that the Holy Spirit brings to each of our hearts and lives is. What a blessing it is. It's spiritual praise. It's thanksgiving. It's blessing. It's spiritual prayer. It's spiritual warfare. It's spiritual song. Glory to God. Glory to God. What an awesome manifestation of the Holy Spirit that speaking in tongues is, and how each of us should be filled with the Holy Spirit. And you know, if you're still having trouble with the Holy Spirit, if you're not fluent in it yet, go back and listen to tape number 7. Go back and listen to tape number 7 again. Listen to that first section of teaching and go through that all again and just let the Holy Spirit work with you this time. Just get over your fears. You've learned a little bit more now. Just get over your fears. Go back and listen to that tape again before you go on to the rest of the teaching that I have in the class. Go back and listen to that tape again and just let the Spirit flow. Let the Holy Spirit flow out of you. Just speak in tongues. O shanta malakariyete lakata malakota. Let the Spirit flow out of you. Just shamata lakariyete lakanta malakasa. And then as the Spirit flows in your heart and life, just let it flow every day. Just let it flow every day. And it'll bring such a river of life to you. It'll bring such a blessing to your life. It'll bring a blessing to your workplace. Just walk around your workplace speaking in tongues. Just walk around your house speaking in tongues. Just walk around your neighborhood where you live and the people amongst whom you live. Just walk around speaking in tongues and praying and blessing each of the houses. Glory to God. It'll bring such peace. It'll bring such blessing, because wherever the Spirit of God goes, there goes the power of God. There goes the blessing of God. There goes the presence of God. Glory to God. Now, when you speak in tongues, there will be times when you are led by the Holy Spirit to interpret what you've just spoken in a tongue. That's right. There will be times when you are led by the Spirit to interpret what you've just spoken in a tongue. That's right. And it's what it's called. The next manifestation we want to talk about for a few minutes is called interpretation of tongues. When do you interpret tongues? Whenever you're led by the Spirit to interpret tongues. Whenever you're led by the Spirit to interpret tongues, that's the time to interpret tongues. Glory to God. It won't be every time you speak in tongues, because you don't need to interpret every time you speak in tongues. You already know what's happening because you've seen the promises of God's Word. You already know what's happening in the Spirit when you speak in tongues, so you don't need to interpret, because you know what the Spirit's already doing, because the Word of God has taught you that. But there will be times, when you're speaking in tongues, and the Lord will just energize you. He'll energize within you an interpretation. He'll lead you to interpret that which you have just spoken in a tongue. Glory to God. Glory to God. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 14. And this is very simple. It'll just flow out of you. It'll just flow out of you. If you're led, if you allow yourself to be led by the Spirit, you'll just have a knowing with, you'll just have a knowing within you. You'll have a knowing within your spirit that you need to give forth a message. You won't know what that message is. You won't know what that message is until you speak it forth. But you'll just be, you'll know within your heart that you need to speak and that you need to interpret that which you have just spoken in the tongue. I remember I was in a church in Tanzania, in a little town called Mwanza. And I had just taught about interpretation of tongues, and I had the group, about 100 people, go out and just take some time praying in the Spirit and just asking the Lord to fill them with interpretation. And they did. They interpreted on their own as they were out. And then the whole group came back in. And I asked for someone to stand up and speak in tongues and interpret as they were led by the Holy Spirit. And this older woman got up just with a glow in her face. And she let out the most powerful tongues I'd heard in quite a while. She just poured out these, she just let the river of the Holy Spirit just pour out of her mouth. She spoke in tongues, and then immediately she went right into Kiswahili. And the Lord spoke to that church that day. The Lord spoke to that church through that interpretation of tongues. We saw the joy of the Lord. We saw the flow of the Holy Spirit. We saw the blessing of God come down, because that's what happens when the Holy Spirit is present. And boy, that interpretation of tongues just healed and electrified and blessed that whole church. Oh, what a time that, I'll never forget that moment. What a glory. The glory of the Lord just came down upon the church that day, because someone was led, someone who was filled with the Holy Spirit was led to speak in tongues and interpret and just bring that blessing from God. That's what speaking in tongues does. Glory to God. Glory to God. It brings a message from God. You know, whatever tongues can be, interpretation can be. If tongues is a prayer, then your interpretation could be a prayer. If tongues is a praise to God, your interpretation could be a praise to God. If tongues is a speaking of a divine secret, then your interpretation will be the declaration of a divine secret. Look at that in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 2. It says, "He that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. Speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understandeth. Howbeit in the Spirit he speaketh mysteries." In the Spirit he speaks mysteries or divine secrets. In the Spirit you speak mysteries or divine secrets. Glory to God. Hallelujah. "And many great revelations have come, and great instructions have come by way of interpretation of tongues," because you're declaring a divine secret. Now, you don't know what you're going to say before you say it, because it's the interpretation of tongues that comes by spiritual utterance. It doesn't come from your soul. It comes from your spirit. When I speak in tongues and interpret, I have no more idea what I'm going to interpret than I do what I speak in tongues. But it's just, I'm believing God, I'm praying, I am trusting Him, and I'm led by Him to do it, so I just give it forth and I do it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See? In verse 5 it says, "I would that ye all spake with tongues, but rather or more and more that ye prophesied. For greater is he that prophesied than he that speaketh with tongues, except he interpret, that the church may receive edifying." You see, in the church, speaking in tongues is to be accompanied with interpretation as you're led by the Spirit. Now, there's times in our worship services when we all speak in tongues, and that's fine. But there'll be other times when people are led by the Spirit to stand up and speak in tongues, and then they are to interpret what they have just spoken in a tongue. Hallelujah. And this is orchestrated. This is led by the Holy Spirit. See? You'll be led by the Holy Spirit to interpret, to make plain, or to translate that which you have just spoken in a tongue. And it'll always be in the language of the people present so that they can understand. You see, speaking in tongues will be in a unique language. It will be your prayer language. But when you interpret tongues, it will be in the language that your soul understands. For instance, when I speak in tongues, it's tongues. But when I interpret, I speak in English because that's the language that my soul understands. See? If your native language is French, then when you interpret, it will be in French. If your native language is Kiswahili, when you interpret, it will be in Kiswahili. Or whatever dialect you speak in, whatever is your native mother tongue, that's the tongue that you will interpret in. That's right. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Speaking in tongues. How do I, speaking in tongues, I receive it by the fullness of the Holy Spirit. Now, how do I interpret? How do I interpret that which I've spoken in tongue? Well, first of all, I have to be led by the Spirit. I'm led by the Spirit. And it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, and in verse 13, it says, let him that speaketh in an unknown tongue pray that he may interpret. I ask the Lord to give me the interpretation as he leads me to it. He says, son, I want you to interpret. He says this within my spirit. I have a knowing within my spirit that I'm supposed to interpret tongues. He says, son, I want you to interpret. I say, Lord, give me the words. Give me the words, Lord. I pray that I may be able to interpret. Now, the interpretation, when it comes out, I have no idea what it's going to be, but I trust him to give it to me. As you're sitting there listening to me teach, I am now led to interpret tongues, and I want to interpret tongues to bring that blessing for you. Now listen, this interpretation of tongues can be anything that speaking in tongues is. I have no idea what it's going to be. It could be a praise to God. It could be the revealing of a divine secret. It could be prayer. It could be a revelation. That's right. It could be all these things. I don't know what it's going to be. Well, I'm going to speak it forth and I'm going to give it forth and you're going to get a chance to hear it. Now listen. Lo shanta malakariestas, oba shinta malakariete, hoba shalakariete laka, hoba shenta malakariete laka, ashinta malakariestas, shalanta lakonta, oba shinta malakate, shemalakate lokontas. I, the Lord your God, have strengthened you. I have filled you with my spirit. I have caused you to know my will. Therefore, glorify me. Open your hearts to me. Lift me up in your eyes. Praise me. Give me the glory that I deserve. For I, the Lord your God, have worked within you. I have been thy Savior. I have been thy Redeemer. And I shall walk and talk with thee. I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. For thou art a chosen vessel unto me to hold the greatness of my spirit, and to speak and to walk in the greatness of my grace. Hallelujah. There it was. Interpretation of tongues. The interpretation of what I had just spoken in a tongue. That's what it was. It came by spiritual utterance. I had no idea what I was going to speak until I spoke. I just gave it forth as it flowed by the Spirit of God. And then I just knew within me that it was done. I just knew within me that it was done. We'll talk more about this inner knowingness, when we talk about the revelation manifestations. But you see, the Lord works within you to will and to do of his good pleasure. You speak in tongues, and then as you're led by the Spirit, you interpret. There it was, the revealing of a divine secret. That was the revealing of a divine secret. It could have been a prayer. It could have been a praise. Anything that speaking in tongues is, interpretation can be. Glory to God. And you'll see these things listed in your worksheet as we go through it here to help bring this back to your mind, to help bring this back to your understanding. Glory to God. How do I speak in tongues and interpret? As I'm led by the Spirit. I take his hand. I follow him. He leads me. He gives me the words. In John chapter 14, John chapter 14. Oh, speak in tongues much. And then let the Lord lead you into interpretation. Let him lead you into interpretation. Most Pentecostal believers, they stop at speaking in tongues. Well, God has given you 8 other evidences or gifts of the Spirit that you're to receive, if you only receive speaking in tongues and ignore the other eight, you only have 1/9 of the blessings you should have had mathematically, which is about 11% of the blessings. I want all 100% of the blessings that the Holy Spirit has for me. So I want to receive all 9 of the gifts. That's right. I want to receive all 9 of the manifestations. And interpretation of tongues is a wonderful blessing. It's a wonderful blessing to your life. It'll be a wonderful blessing to your church. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It'll be a wonderful blessing to your church as you allow people to flow in the river of the Holy Spirit, as you allow people to flow, as you as a pastor teach and allow your people to flow in the gifts of the Spirit. When people are led by the Spirit and they stand up and they speak in tongues and interpret, or they give forth the word of prophecy, it'll just enliven that group. It'll just bless that meeting. It'll just bring the power of God into that church. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You see, when you speak in tongues, in John chapter 14, look at verse 26. It says, "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send you in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you." At times he will teach you things by revelation that comes out by spiritual utterance and interpretation of tongues. At other times he'll bring things to your remembrance that you speak forth in interpretation of tongues. At times interpretation of tongues can be quoting verses from the Old Testament or from the New Testament that the Holy Spirit brings to your remembrance as you interpret tongues. That's right. Just because you're led to quote a verse doesn't mean you're not genuinely interpreting tongues. See? Because he's bringing that to your remembrance at that moment to give forth an interpretation of tongues. Glory to God. Perfectly wonderful. Perfectly wonderful. That's right. Glory to God. Amen. Because the Holy Spirit's working in you to bring things to your remembrance so that you speak it forth. That's how simple it is. That's how simple it is. The great truth of interpretation of tongues, how to operate it, is to not think beforehand what you're going to speak, but just boldly open your mouth and say, "Lord, let's go." And just open your mouth and speak as you're led by the Spirit. Look at Mark chapter 11, or Mark chapter 13. This interpretation of tongues will just be a blessing to your soul. In Mark chapter 13, it'll be a blessing to your church. It'll be a blessing to your own life. If you are a pastor and you've been speaking in tongues for 20 years, I want you to pray for the Lord to fill you with interpretation and to go out and interpret tongues. If you've just spoken in tongues just today, maybe you listened to the tape number 7 today, you spoke in tongues for the first time, well, you can interpret. That's right. Because the youngest babe in the body of Christ can interpret just as wonderfully as the oldest saint in the body, because it doesn't come by works. It comes by grace. That's right. It doesn't come by works. None of the gifts of the Spirit, none of the evidences of the Spirit comes by works. It all comes by God's grace. And the youngest child can operate just as fluently in the gifts as the oldest saint. That's right. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's grace. Praise the Lord. Now look at Mark chapter 13, verse 11. It says, "But when they shall lead you and deliver you up, take no thought beforehand what ye shall speak, neither do ye premeditate. But whatsoever shall be given you in that hour, that speak ye, for it is not ye that speak, but the Holy Ghost." That's the great key, ladies and gentlemen. Don't think of beforehand what you're going to say. Just let yourself be led. Just open your mouth, pray, say, "Lord, give me the words," and then go to it. Speak in tongues, And when you get done speaking in tongues, there'll be one word in your mind as you're led by the Spirit to interpret. Give forth that one word. And then just give forth, just let that word be the starting point, and you just run with the Spirit. You just let that whole message flow out. There will be at least one word. When you go to speak in tongues and interpret as you're led by the Spirit, there will be at least one word in your spirit, in your heart, in your soul to give forth. Or maybe it'll be a phrase, but just give that phrase forth, and then the Lord will just keep giving to you as you give it forth, as you give it forth. And then you'll just get to the point where you know in your spirit that that message is done. The Lord will say, that's it, that's it. And you'll just know within you that that message is done. But just keep giving it forth until that whole message has come out. You can do this in the privacy of your own prayer life. You can do this in front of your family. You can do this in front of your church. Just be led by the Spirit, for that is the key to operating the power of God.